Welcome to week 9. I like to think of week 9 as review week. It's really an opportunity to reflect on what's been working well for you over the semester and to make some plans so that you can finish on a strong footing. This week, no reading tasks, but instead we'll reflect on the reading tasks that you've completed over the semester. You'll reflect then on what's worked for you and areas that you might improve in. It's a bit of a longer blog post of 500 words, so really think in detail about some of those elements that you've enjoyed, some of the things that you've really enjoyed reading. Discuss maybe other reading notes helping you. I know we've had a real pickup since we started doing the reading in the classes together, which has been really good. Have you discovered any new reading or research strategies, approaches to your reading and your writing? And then things you can also talk about. What do you consider your biggest accomplishment so far in a class? Happy with your game? So don't attempt to answer these in bullet points. Structure some paragraphs, particularly in the way that I've been showing you how to do that on the Mondays. Some nice paragraphs and structure out your blog post for the task one reading task. The task then on Wednesday is just to look at comments and feedback. So no Twitter task this week, but just a reflection on how you feel the comments have been working, both in you giving them and then receiving them, and the feedback, and maybe identify again areas for improvement or areas that you think have worked really well. There's also an opportunity then to give me some feedback. If you have some good ideas or suggestions how to improve the module or things I can work on to improve, there's another opportunity this week to feedback in. And obviously any of the feedback I get, then you'll get the benefit of as we try and implement that in semester two. The tutorials then on Thursday, the unit tutorial, it's unit 4 and it's the last one of them. There is unit 5, but I'm giving everybody the option to either from week 10 and week 11 to carry on with the unit tutorials or select ones that you found that will help you complete your project. So if you're doing unity tutorials that you found on your own at the minute and they help you and they support you in the creation of your project, write up your blog post based on them. And that's perfectly fine. And then the project carries on. Notice that probably the timings I have on these are really not that accurate. The tutorial task will probably take the 80 minutes, but I assume and expect at this stage of the project that slightly longer. You're trying to get things working, ideas you had planned as part of your game design document, and it will take longer than the 90 minutes I've identified there. But you'll notice, or you should notice, the unit tutorial times take less at this part of the semester, and then your project ones expand more. Remember, keep in your mind that I don't expect you to do any more than 8 hours work, so don't go over that 8 hour limit. And also, if the project task isn't working for you, just document that. Some of you on each week will find the project task very difficult. Sometimes Unity works the way we expect it, and sometimes it doesn't. So do your time, put in your effort. Don't worry about how much you've produced, but please write up your blog post on that and send me the email so I can have a look. So just reflect on your progress. And then task 5 and 6 are as normal. In addition, this week, and you're probably aware, we'll be meeting on the Monday and Tuesday, one-to-one meetings again for 5 minutes of feedback and maybe some ideas on how to finish off the semester strongly. So I'm looking forward to that. Come with your questions, come with your ideas, come with your suggestions, and let's make these meetings worthwhile for both of us. That's brilliant. Have a great week. Thank you.